In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst. On this Sunday, after the exaltation of the precious and life-giving cross of the Lord, we are invited once again to take up our cross. We are invited once again to take up our cross and follow Christ. Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Even as we honor the cross of Christ, we have our own cross to take up. In a fallen and broken and sinful world, following Christ, seeking to be faithful servants of our Lord Jesus Christ, will include the cross. It inevitably will include the cross if we are to remain faithful to Jesus Christ. And will include self-denial. For if we're always saying yes to ourselves, then we cannot say yes to Christ. Because what we want and what he wants are often at odds. Too many yeses to our sinful self will lead us far from Christ and from his kingdom. Then our life will be self-serving rather than God-pleasing. Loving God and loving our neighbor means making room within our ego, making room for God, making room for the other, and saying, "Not my will, but thy will be done." And meaning it, not my will, but thy will be done. And truly believing it is better to give than to receive. That in fact we find our deepest self-fulfillment in self-offering. Brothers and sisters, the cross is of course a sign of sacrifice. It is the sign of the once-for-all perfect sacrifice of Christ for our sins, for our very life. And the response to that sacrifice for 2,000 years in every generation has been sacrifice in return. Sacrifice for sacrifice. Giving to the one who gave himself for us completely. The fathers say we should not see taking up our cross as a burden. We should not see it as a burden. Not like Sisyphus pushing the rock up the hill. That's not how we should view taking up our cross. St. John Chrysostom, in his commentary on Christ's invitation, puts these words into the mouth of our Lord. He has the Lord say to us, "For to good things do I call you. For to good things do I call you, not to evil things or burdensome, not to punishment or vengeance." So taking up our cross, says St. John, is not a burden, nor for our punishment, but a calling us to the good. Calling us to the good, to the good. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake and for the gospel's, the same shall save it, says our Lord. We can lose our life to the world. We can lose our life in the world. We can sacrifice ourselves to the world, to the flesh, and to the devil. We can make that sacrifice. Or we can sacrifice ourselves for the sake of Christ. There will be an offering one way or the other. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? The elder Nikon, who lived as a priest and spiritual father in the communist Soviet Union, said we should take comfort in the cross. Comfort. Comfort. And surely he knew about suffering. He knew about being marginalized. He lived in the 50s, 40s, 50s, and 60s in Soviet times, and wrote a book Well, there's a book of letters to his spiritual children. In one of those letters he writes, "Had the incarnation and sufferings of our Savior not occurred, how could we have believed in the possibility of such divine love toward us? If God hadn't come in the flesh and hung on the cross, how could we truly see and believe divine love?" He says, "No, we could not have believed it and would have perished in despair. Only the incarnation, that the Son of God became man, and the cross of the Son of God can save man, and no other means. One must fully experience the power of evil in oneself and in the world to completely appreciate God's sacrifice, and to realize that it was indeed necessary for the salvation of man." We have to experience the power of evil in ourselves and in our world to completely appreciate that we need a Savior, that we needed God's sacrifice for our sins, that it was necessary. Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am first. We sing in the church, "By thy precious cross, O Christ, thou hast put the devil to shame. Thou hast put the devil to shame." So let us, brothers and sisters, finally, let us not be ashamed of Christ and of his cross. "Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Rather, let us say like St. Paul, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Let us say that to ourselves every day, brothers and sisters. Every day let us say, "He loved me and gave himself for me, and so I take up my cross." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to Jesus Christ.